out here at Monsters training camp and joined by third-year Monster Mike Scarbosa. And Mike, year number three, how is it different for you beginning this season with the Monsters as compared to the last two?
My first season, I didn't know what to expect. I mean, not knowing what to expect, you have a little bit of fear in you, so you tend to play a little bit better in camp. My second year, I think I took it a little bit for granted. I came into camp a little bit out of shape, and I don't think I was fully ready for the season, and then obviously I got injured, and you know, it was a tough year. And as far as this year, I'm just trying to get back to what made me successful in the first year and what got me the call up to Colorado. So, you know, it's a fresh start for me, and I'm looking to make a name for myself again with Patrick Waugh and the new management up top.
What did you do in that first year that got you the call up and you're trying to repeat this year?
I got to use my speed. I think I lost a step my second year. My first year, I was more tenacious, more aggressive. You know, I was hungry for every opportunity I got, and nothing was handed to me, so I had to work for everything. And I think that's going to be a big thing this year that I'm going to try and do with, you know, with Dino. I've had him for 3 years now, and I know what he wants to see in his players, and I know what we need to do to be successful. And you know, you can't take any shortcuts out here because we haven't made the playoffs in 2 years since I've been here. So something has to change, and I think it's a fresh start for all of us.
Are you looking to take on more of a leadership role this year?
Yeah, I think we have a younger team. You know, whatever the coaches need, with new players coming in, obviously they're not familiar with Cleveland and even the organization and how we do things up here. And you know, they're going to bring their attributes, and we're going to just try and mesh with the team in a a quick camp, which is always tough. But I think we got a really good bunch of guys with good character and good good fundamentals. So I think it'll make it pretty easy.
How do you balance the goals of wanting to play well here and help this team get to the playoffs, but also wanting to get up to the NHL level?
Well, if we make the playoffs, obviously Colorado's going to take a second look at everyone, just because, you know, when you win, you're obviously doing something right. So I think when you play the team game and you're not selfish and you're not just looking out for yourself, it'll give you more of a chance to get shown, for Colorado to look at you and see, hey, you know, this guy is a team player. And, you know, when he gets called up, he's going to be a team player. He's not going to just be all about himself. So I think it's a big step as far as this team goes. We got a lot of character guys, so I'm looking forward to it.
Has Dean come to you yet and explained or told you what he expects of you and your role on this team?
I don't think he has to. I think I know what he wants and what he expects from me. Obviously improve in the D zone and just get back to what I did that first year. Just use my speed more. Take a little bit more of a page out of, you know, David Vandergulick's book, and every shift was he played like it was his last. So I think I know what he wants from me, and I don't think he really needs to say anything.
Mike, good seeing you again. Best of luck this season.
Thank you very much.